A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to Tipsy Tourism, the podcast where we visit top tourist attractions whilst enjoying some alcoholic beverages in an incredibly responsible manner.
That's what we do.
Yes, it is. My name is Chelsea and I choose the activity.
And I'm James and I choose the drink off my drinks trolley, which I've pushed up north this week. I am visiting Cumbria. For the first time in almost 2 years.
I thought you were going to say for the first time. No, I was like, what?
This is where I'm from.
Yeah.
And I haven't seen, I've been to my grandma's house in almost 2 years.
Disgusting.
So I'm going to see Grandma Lupton and Grandad Lupton and see my parents.
And also,
have a night out in town in Whitehaven.
Oh.
That's what I'm going to do.
That's what you're, am I not invited?
Yeah, you can come out.
Oh, that's nice.
We can go around, see what's changed, see what's been knocked down, see what's there now.
Okay. I'm quite excited for that.
But we're also going to go into the lakes as well.
Yeah, we are, because the activity this week is somewhere that I've heard you bang on about so often.
Well, I went on a school trip when I was very young. I was a wee lad.
Just one?
What? I've only been once.
Oh my God, well, that doesn't warrant the amount of time you talk about it. Jesus Christ.
It's so much gone into the brain from that one trip.
Well, the expectations are high, because today we are off to the infamous,
world famous,
Pencil Museum.
That's right, in Keswick.
Yeah, but before I tell you more about it,
yeah,
even though, to be honest, I think James is probably the best person to tell you about it, tell me, what are we drinking this week, James?
Well, to me, the Pencil Museum is kind of local.
Mm-hmm.
But we're going to go even more local with my drink.
Oh, is this something like you grew up on?
So, I was born in Whitehaven, but my family actually live in a little village town called Cleetamua.
Can I just stop you? Mm-hmm. Because you know that I like to point out how you always get village, town, city wrong.
Doesn't matter.
You don't even know where you grew up. Is it a village or is it a town?
It's a town, I think. Doesn't matter. No one knows what they live in. Unless it's a cathedral, you can't be concretely sure.
Okay.
I think.
Sure.
So, in my, let's say, town, there was a company that started there years and years and years ago, and it made lemonade.
Right.
And it's called Dent Lemonade.
Dent.
And it's famous in West Cumbria.
Dent as in what you get in your car if someone backs into it?
No. Dent is actually what is the closest mountain that the water runs off.
Oh.
So it's, Dent is the mountain we used to climb up. I say mountain, more of a hill.
It's not a slag heap, is it?
No, it's absolutely beautiful. It's got a dent in it. I think that's why it's got its name.
To be fair, I'm only saying a slag heap because that's what we've got in Wrexham.
Now, it started in Cleetamua.
Okay.
Cleetamua, as the posh call
it's
it.
It's coming back.
It's actually Cleetamua. And I used to have it in school. It's infamous in chip shops, news agents, and it comes in little tiny bottles.
Okay.
With a yellow label, black text, but it's most famous for its colour.
Well, hang on.
Do you want to see it?
I do, but let me just tell you what I'm thinking in my head.
Yeah?
Because you've just painted a lovely picture. You've painted a hill / mountain.
Yeah.
With water trickling down off it.
Yeah.
Which they've used to make some beautiful Cumbrian lemonade. I mean, I'm feeling like M&S stockist vibes.
Well, it sounds like you're taking the piss.
No! You've just told me it comes from water that trickled down in Cumbria. Cumbria is known for its lovely water.
Yeah, well, that's where, like, Evian probably comes off the...
Excuse me?
Evian? The water?
Evian?
Evian?
Are you French?
Well, that's what it probably comes off the mountain Evian or something like that. I don't know.
No, hang on. I think you're the only... It's Evian. Evian, right?
I don't know.
Say it again.
Evian.
Okay, maybe I'm wrong.
Now, do you want to see the colour of it? I've purposefully kept it away from you because people, I'm going to put my torch underneath it to emphasize the color.
Okay, I'm feeling like it's, oh my God, there's a glow coming.
There we go.
James,
that
no.
is the infamous Dent lemonade.
James,
I'll take the torch off it now. It's still glowing. So it's a very, very, very bright yellow.
Do people piss down this mountain?
Hey. Now, I will say that West Cumbria is known for a few different trades, but most famously, it's known for its nuclear industry. We all work, like, someone knows everyone who works at Sellafield.
Your family?
I've done two summers at Sellafield. Mm-hmm. I worked in Thorpe, thanks. And my dad worked there forever. My mum worked there, grandparents. They've all worked at Sellafield. And some people say it's, I argue it's a coincidence that it's the same colour.
It looks like nuclear waste.
It's not. Someone on Twitter said recently that it looks warm on a cold day.
That's a really good description. Can I have a look at the bottle?
Yep.
So, oh my God. So, I've got a litre of Dent in front of me. Special lemonade. You're not joking,
just
lads.
Legally as well, I do want to say that the colours are not linked to Sellafield in any way.
No.
They're absolutely not.
No. I will say, so it's got the ingredients on the front. There are a few E numbers, James.
What?
And I would say that most places are like going away from E numbers in their ingredients. But I love that they've just slapped it on the front. They're quite proud of it.
We encourage it. So we're having that with vodka.
Wow. Right. Would you drink this grown up?
Not with vodka at school, but I had that.
No, but when you like graduated onto drinking.
Yes.
So this is a well-known mixer.
If you're from Cumbria and have had Dent lemonade, get in touch, tweet us, Instagram messages, let us know.
At Tipsy Tourism.
We should put a picture on, so if you haven't seen it, you can at least see the colour.
That is, honestly, it's the most fluorescent liquid I've ever seen.
It's lovely. Right, so I'm going to have that with, let me go and get it, because not only Dent lemonade, I got an extra bonus Cumbrian treat.
Is it? Have you got Cumbrian vodka?
No. Well, wait.
Okay, sorry.
So. Ooh. That's the double. Ooh. Overspill. Right, are you ready to see what it looks like? This is a proper drink.
Well, what's the vodka going to do? Is it going to make it light up even more?
Look at that. That is absolutely beautiful.
Oh, my God.
That is absolutely delicious.
It looks like an energy drink.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
It looks like it'll warm you up. It looks fizzy.
Oh, my God.
I think I have that one. That one looks better.
It might taste lovely.
Ready?
Yeah.
Chin, chin.
Cheers.
Mm-hmm. Yum. Lemony.
It's fine.
Thank you. Fine.
That's what I'm going to say. It's fine. No, it's not bad. It's giving Panda Pops.
Well, I mean, there's nothing wrong with Panda Pops. It's them kind of size of bottles. That's what it used to come in as well.
Yeah, that's what the kind of vibes I'm getting.
Your extra bonus treat before we go to the museum. Mm. It's popular in Cumbria, bits of Lancashire.
Okay.
And I think it's the best crisp in the world.
Oh, I do love a good crisp.
It's the XL cheese. There you go. That is a pack for you. And James, they're super popular.
James, stop. Nope. Stop. No. Listen to me. Stop.
Yeah.
I've got... Stop wrestling.
Yeah.
What is Cumbrian's fascination with this colour? I'm sorry, but you've just bought out a packet of crisps that are the exact same colour as the Dent lemonade. They are fluorescent.
Well, again, it's unconnected. Not everything is nuclear themed in
it. Kind of feels like they've hit a theme and they've ran with it.
This is coincidence, complete coincidence, that that's also luminous yellow. Now, if you're Cumbrian, you know what cheese XL are. XL cheese. There's nothing XL about them,
right?
At all.
So they're not massive crisps.
And I got these off Andrew from McDowell's News Agency. He goes through 80 boxes of these a fortnight.
Wow. Okay, very popular.
Very popular. Try them.
Okay.
There's so much cheese in them. They're soft and crunchy at the same time.
Okay, right.
Yeah.
a nice, very nice crisp. Like that a lot.
Thank you.
I would say that that's just potato flavour.
It's cheese.
I cannot taste the cheese.
It's cheese.
But thanks. Hey, first time we've had a snack.
Yeah, it is.
We should start doing a bit more of that, tell you.
XL cheese and Dent lemonade with a vodka. And now we are set.
So,
yeah.
Tell me, because normally I'm the one who goes through where we're off to and like the general gist of it. And I mean, I can tell you as much as I've read online, which is Pencil Museum. It's based in Keswick, which is in the Lake District. Where you live is just outside of it, right?
Yeah, it is.
And it's home to a bloody big pencil.
It is.
And that's what a lot of people go to see.
People travel from all over to come see this pencil.
Massive pencil. Otherwise, all I really know is that it costs £4.95 to get in.
Well, you will learn about the history of the pencil.
Okay.
You've been asking about that loads recently.
I have, you know.
And you will see, well, it used to be where the pencil stuff was made.
Jesus,
I mean,
Christ.
We've got to learn. It's been a long time. And when you're a kid, you don't pay full attention.
No, that's true.
So I need to go and relearn the stuff I already know.
Okay.
It's in there. It's gone in.
It gives us a great opportunity to find our five interesting things. If you haven't listened to Tipsy Tourism before, you won't know what we go and do, which is we've got to go somewhere, find out some interesting things, and we've got to agree on five that we think are, you know, good enough.
Yeah, we do.
To get the ding of approval.
We both have to agree.
I'm actually quite glad you can't remember a lot.
Yeah, I know I can't.
So we'll go.
Pencils are made of wood.
Oh, can you stop
doing sorry, it? Yeah, I'm not going to put a spoiler.
Could have been a big dinger.
There's other stuff as well.
Okay,
go
cool.
On, fine.
That's cool. But before we go, we just want to say a massive, massive thank you to everybody who has been supporting us on Patreon.
Love you.
I actually can't believe it, but we've got another shot to do.
Yes!
I mean, thank
Here
you
we
so
go.
Much.
We're doing a shot.
What are we having?
Vodka.
Okay. Just to make us, you know, really primed for the Pencil Museum.
You have that.
Oh, my God. James put it in, you know, the measurer for shots. Oh, my God. Okay, so this shot. This shot this week is for Richard.
Thanks, Richard.
Thanks a lot, babes.
Richard.
Oh, amazing. And if you would like to also get these adverts. No. Why whenever we do a shot I make a mistake instantly?
If you love adverts, then you can get them.
Then don't go to Patreon.
You can get more.
If you would like to get these episodes a day early and without adverts, just find out more about that. Go to patreon.com/tipsytourism.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Right, shall we go?
Let's go. Now, I need to tell my parents. They're going to drive us.
You're joking.
They're going to drive us to Keswick. Bring us home, and they're going to wander around Keswick. Keith! Nicola!
I feel like I'm back in school. James, is this bringing back beautiful childhood memories?
Look at the beautiful building.
It is. I'm not going to lie, I was expecting something a bit more magnificent.
Well, can I just stop you there? Because before, well, that's the museum building in front of us, which is pretty short. It's not very tall.
It's like, just to describe it, it's like a long shed, black shed.
It's bigger than a shed, thank you. And then, but to our left, look at that building.
Yeah. So
the home of Cumberland Pencils.
So that's the actual factory, I guess.
Yes.
That's incredible.
Shall we go in?
Yeah. Hi there.
Yeah, for the museum or just the shop?
For the museum, please.
Yeah.
Two adults, please. Okay. We've been given our pencils. We've got a quiz to do.
Yeah.
But the first thing we've got to do is go through this tunnel. I did not know this was an immersive experience.
I was not expecting set design.
Oh, my God. So what is it? Oh,
it's like we're down a mine.
We're down... Oh, my God, that is one of the scare... Look at this.
Oh. What is it?
Are you holding on to me? So, it's a figurine. What do they call it? A mannequin.
A mannequin with no face.
But no face. That's really scary.
And he's just collapsed down a mine. Well, welcome to the Pencil Museum.
The
these bloody human skulls down here?
Well, that was bloody terrifying.
Oh my God. I thought you were bringing me to, like, a pencil museum. Wow. Not an immersive dark history museum.
We went past dead bodies.
There's human skulls in there.
Listen, I was expecting just to see a few colouring pencils, maybe a few pastels, but not a skeleton.
That is the most ominous start to what I expected to be the most straightforward museum ever. Do you think it's just a little reminder to the children that what people have had to go through to get your pencil?
Hello, little boy. Do you like pencils?
Hello, little girl. See that pencil there that you chose to draw your cat with? 12 men died for your right.
Yes, I hope you're happy with yourself. And that picture's shit. Not the entrance I expected.
However, now we're in here, it's very much the vibes that I was expecting. A lot of information on the walls, all around us, glass cabinets. We've got some reading to do.
I can see the big pencil behind me. I don't want to spoil you by looking at it big.
What?
I can see it.
You can already see it?
I can see it through the crack. It's that big.
Oh, my God. Right, I'm not going to look because I really want to save myself.
It's fucking huge.
Right, okay. Let's read up on some history.
Yeah.
We've done the reading for you.
Oh, my God, there's a lot of text.
There is a lot of text. But basically, in the 1550s, there was a violent storm in this area.
Yeah.
And when the shepherds went to see what the hell has been going on...
A tree had fell over.
Mm-hmm.
And they found a black cake-like substance entangled in its roots.
Yeah.
And they tried to burn it, and nothing happened. But it marked their hands, and then they were like, shit, it marked shit. So they wrapped it in leather and drew on their sheep so they knew which was their sheep. And then that was the first primitive pencil.
Nice. Now, what are you thinking about this cake-like substance?
Cake, well, why did they say, why have they described it as cake? And if I know Cumbrians, which I do, they definitely tried to eat it first.
They did. They were like, but that's a good point though, isn't it? Because this is something we both found in our research. Lots of people think that pencils have got lead in them.
No one thinks that. They call it lead. But it's like, it's not got lead in it, has it? Because lead's poisonous.
Yeah, but that's my point. So if they did eat it, they obviously didn't die.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't lead.
No.
It was graphite.
Yeah. But your pencil's not full of lead. Like that Paul in the TV song. That's wrong as well.
Does he say that?
Pencil full of lead. Pencil full of lead song. You're fake news.
Absolute fake news. Right, let's cancel Paolo Nutini.
Idiot.
I got a sheet for my bed and a pillow for my head. I got a pencil full of lead and some water for my throat. I got buttons for my coat and sails on my boat. So much more than I needed before. I got food in my belly and a license for my daddy. And nothing's gonna bring me down. I'm out of blood and heart.
So, there's a load of text.
A lot.
There's so much text. But what I have discovered a short while into the museum is that all the best shit is in a red box.
Mm-hmm.
So anything in a red box isn't really longer than one sentence. It's perfect for my attention. So look at this one. So this is good. The phrase black market comes from the act of smuggling graphite. It marked the smugglers' hands so everyone knew what they'd been up to. Black market.
I love finding out where phrases come from. But hang on. This must give us some context to why they were smuggling it, because I don't think today's common thief would be that arsed about pencil.
No one's nicking graphite anymore, I don't think.
So, it says, in the 1700s, graphite was extremely valuable. It would have cost 1,500 quid per kilo in today's market.
What?
Bloody hell.
Is that a lot? That is a lot, isn't it? Yeah, it's a lot.
Yeah, that's
ridiculous. I don't buy graphite every day.
No, I don't either. Oh my God, look, it was transported to the Tower of London by armed stagecoach.
Did you know in the 1650s, graphite became more valuable than gold?
Oh my God.
Another red box win.
Okay, so that makes a lot of sense to why they decided they needed to smuggle it in the first place.
Right.
It wasn't made for just... Graphite wasn't just for pencils though, right?
No.
I think that was just part
of... I don't know what else it was for.
Graphite's use. Oh, here we go. Due to its high value, graphite was only used in small quantities for pencil making. So if you had a pencil, you'd probably seem as well fancy.
Yeah, posh.
Proper posho.
Pencil wanker.
That is interesting.
There we go. We've got one.
Whoop, whoop, whoop. Thank you, red boxes. I know we're only one fact in.
Yeah.
But I think we need to start drinking a bit.
Here we go.
We might need it to get through all the text.
Bit of water.
Oh, James. You've made that so strong.
Yeah.
No. I'm sorry. Where have we just come from?
The parents' house. The parents' house, yeah.
Where you lived for many, many years.
Yeah. I thought you meant the shop where we paid for tickets.
Are you trying to tell me your mum doesn't have ice?
Well, we've got a freezer, but I didn't check.
Because in our lovely, lovely Tipsy Tourism water bottles, which you can get on Patreon if you're in the top tier, just saying, just a little plug there.
Thanks, guys.
If you put ice in that, that would have stayed lovely and chilled, and it wouldn't have mattered that it was so strong, because I wouldn't have been able to tell.
Well, tough. Good comeback.
Tough titties.
Good comeback.
Do you remember what you used to drink when you came here on school trips?
Don't lemonade.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Are you joking?
No.
So this is really harking back to your childhood now.
Do you understand why I picked Dent Lemonade?
I don't think I'd put two and two together.
Dent Lemonade is the one. So when we came into here, we didn't get a ticket, did we?
Oh no, we got a pencil instead.
We get a free pencil. Yeah. Derwent Pencil Museum pencil.
Yeah.
See that letter there? What's that?
Oh. That's an F. No, it's not an F. It's an F.
It's an F.
I've never seen an F before.
What did our pencils at school used to have?
HB.
HB, it's true.
Yeah.
What does that stand for? Hello, Barbara.
I don't think I've ever thought of that.
H indicates the word hard.
Hard Barbara.
Hard. And B indicates black. So HB is a hard black. But F indicates that the pencil can be sharpened to a fine point.
Oh, so F is for fine.
If it's for enough fine points. So, like, they can sharpen it and you can get a super sharp pointy pencil.
But surely you could have a FHB.
Yes, maybe.
Right?
But we've got an F.
Just an F. I don't think that's quite interesting enough for a ding, but I am glad I know it.
Hard? Oh, yeah, okay.
Did you ever used to have people come into school with really fancy pencils, and you knew that's they were the posho families?
Well, no, Kyle came into school once with a 3B.
3B.
And he used to have to shout his pencil like every three words because it was so soft. And I was like, I had my 2H, which was too hard.
Oh, you're a fancy fucker?
Yeah.
Oh my God, I only had an HB.
No, I had a 2H.
HB life for me in Wrexham. Oh my God. Well, mind you, you are from the region, so I imagine different gradients of pencil are much more easy to come by.
And my dad used to be a draftsman, so pencil fan.
What's a draftsman?
They draw buildings and stuff.
Also,
technical drawings.
That was the most Cumbrian I've heard you in a while.
What?
You said, so.
So. I'm in Cumbria.
It's coming back. Oh my God.
Go on.
This is my kind of thing. You're going to love this.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Finding your perfect home was hard. But thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
I haven't read this yet, sorry.
I've read the whole of this war for you, so you don't have to.
Good.
Did you know that there's such a thing as a spy pencil?
Oh, good. This is actually quite me.
This is super.
This is not a spy
this
pencil.
This isn't a spy this pencil is... in my hand. This is a normal pencil.
What's a spy pencil?
Well, basically, in the Second World War, there was this chap here. Let me just find his name. Hang on. Charles Fraser Smith, right?
Yeah, he's got a lovely tash.
He's got a lovely tash. He's in his 30s. He is what the character from James Bond, Q, is based on.
Is he?
He's the guy that made all the gadgets and gizmos to give to secret agents when they were out and about trying to discover stuff about the Germans.
So he's the original Judi Dench?
No, that's not Q.
It was. Oh, that's M.
That's M, you idiot. Q's the gadget maker.
Yeah.
So, basically, how this gets involved with pencils is that he has come up with a way to make super thin maps and teeny tiny compasses so that if people were captured by the Germans, they would have something on them that would allow them to escape a bit easier.
Okay.
So.
What, a tiny, tiny map?
Yeah. So they had to find something to put the tiny, tiny map and the tiny, tiny compass into. And one of those was
Spy pencil. So they hid stuff inside the pencil.
Yeah, basically what happened was he had the idea. Then he came to the Cumberland Pencil Factory. Only like the top level managers knew about it because they had to like sign the secrets order. Is that what it's called?
Official Secrets Act.
Yeah, they had to. There it is, yeah. They were sworn to silence by the Official Secrets Act, so the workers didn't know. So what would have been the easier way to have made the spy pencil would have been at like the second stage to leave it hollow, but they didn't, because they didn't want anyone to know. So they waited until the pencil was fully made, and then the people in the know would sneak back into the factory that night and remove the insides, leaving a little bit at the end so it was still usable, and that's when they added in the map and the compass.
That's cool.
Isn't that cool?
That's really nice. I'm giving you that. Oh, and I've got one here. So there's a tiny map rolled up where you'd get the lead, and then right at the end underneath where the rubber eraser is, there's like a little compass underneath it.
Yeah.
Underneath where the eraser is at the back.
And we don't know for sure if it actually helped anyone, because a lot of them were sworn to secrecy about their work.
I'm going to say it did.
I'm going to say it did too.
I'm going to say it helped hundreds of thousands of people.
Also, this guy, he himself has sworn to secrecy for like 30 years. He was not allowed to talk about his work.
How can we talk about it now?
Because it's been 30 years.
Oh, fine.
Do you know when the Second World War was?
Yes, I know.
But imagine knowing that you were Q.
You'd be good, wouldn't you?
Yeah. But cool. Cheers, Charles Fraser Smith.
Well done, lad.
That's amazing. Oh, and shout out to the manager here, which was Fred T.
Fred T.
Fred T. at the Cumberland Pencil Company. You were a big part in the Secret War pencil.
The original Mr. T. Peter the Pencil Fool. We've come to teeny tiny school tables.
Oh, God.
Where it's colouring in time. Now, what are you going to colour in? You can colour in this Christmas fireplace or this robot or... oh, look at that. That's lovely, isn't it? Letters to Santa postbox.
So, James didn't find this out until recently because for my last birthday, he bought me a travel colouring in book. I hate colouring in.
Hate, yeah, I didn't know that.
With a passion.
Who hates colouring in?
I hated it in school. I'm just really bad at it and it requires so much, like, detail. Please, if you are like me, because I think I'm in the minority, but I bloody hate it. But since we're at the Pencil Museum, I'll give it a bash. Oh, I mean, Jesus Christ, you should hate it. You're terrible.
Yeah, colour in this sheep. I'm surprised you didn't pick the sheep.
What are you trying to say?
Because you guys love the sheep in Wales.
Yeah, we're in Cumbria.
Wales love it in a special way that we don't in Cumbria.
I don't know. Honestly, I'm 10 seconds into this and I'm bored. I'm quite a scatty person.
Ooh, what lovely pencils, might I add.
Oh, yeah, nice pencils.
Oh, I've done a green next to a green pillock.
How have you done that so fast?
Ta-da. Time for the big one.
I've been diverting my eye.
You've been averting your gaze.
Averting, thank you.
And now it's time.
Oh, my God. That's a bloody big pencil.
I know. Well, it's actually 7.91 metres.
Yeah, but I'd read that before, but now I've seen it with my eyes. It's so much bigger than I thought. It's really chunky. It takes over the whole room. It's in the middle.
I've been here before.
Yeah.
It's bigger than the one that I saw when I was here last time.
You're joking.
They've done a bigger one.
They've swapped it out?
Yeah, they've got a bigger one.
But
so
that doesn't make sense because the Guinness World Record said it's from 2001.
Yeah, no, I came in like 95
or
something.
Oh, Jesus, you're old.
But the one that I saw is just a little bit taller than me.
Oh, so this must be blowing your mind.
Yes, this is significantly larger.
Now, what I will say is that there is a Guinness World Record.
Yeah, a certificate right here. The world's longest pencil is 7.91 metres long and weighs 446 kilograms. And it was made by staff at the Cumberland Pencil Co. of Keswick.
I mean, I think that is true of then.
Dated 28th of May 2001.
I'm sorry to say that I don't think they hold the mantle anymore.
What?
Because I was researching and apparently the world's longest traditional pencil is 459.97 metres long.
What? 400?
459.97 metres long.
459.9?
Yeah.
Divided by 7.91. So that is 58 times bigger.
Yeah. But I can't imagine that. That pencil in there is massive. So that was.
Where's that?
It said it was made by Staedtler. You know that pencil brand?
Yeah.
Here we go. Here's a YouTube video about it from 2015. So what? I bet they sent a spy here to come and have a look. Do you not think?
Gutted.
Here we are. Oh, shit. It's thin. It's like a.
Oh.
They've made a really thin, long pencil, and they've got people to hold it.
So it's not a big, fat one.
The one here is a big, fat pencil. Like, it's bizarre.
It's in proportion.
That's it. Whereas they've beat them with...
No, that doesn't count.
Nah.
Do you know what? I wish someone from Keswick went and stood halfway down the line.
And snapped it.
And just snapped it.
That was a contender. There's also a few other contenders in slightly different categories. Let's not take it away from the Pencil Museum just yet. But in 2007, the world's heaviest pencil was made. It weighs a whopping 18,000 pounds.
What's that?
And is more than 23.16 metres
long. Oh,
that's
bigger as well.
Yeah, I know.
Shit.
And 18,000 pounds is equivalent to the weight of 1.9 million pencils.
Okay. Well,
I don't mean to break your dreams. It is a really impressive pencil, but there are some other big, big hitters out there. That's all I'm saying.
But. I mean, it's still impressive.
It's very impressive for the sake of your childhood and for the sake of it is a big feature here. It's very interesting and it's great to come get a photo with a bloody large pencil.
Yeah. Let's go have a picture. Have you ever got to the end of a pencil?
No, never. I normally lose them.
I have once.
Have
you.
Yeah, a real stumpy little thing. And my teacher said, are you done with that now? Stop being silly. But have you got any idea how many miles you can write with one pencil?
Oh, so if I put this brand new pencil on the floor right now...
Yeah, and a bit of paper, and then drove, how far would you be able to drive?
Oh, that's a great question.
You'd have to stop and sharpen it, obviously.
10 miles.
This is more than that. You could drive 35 miles.
You're joking.
35 miles.
That's ridiculous.
No one's ever tested it. Oh. But science people have worked it out.
Scientists?
Scientists have worked out that
people.
35 miles.
That's actually really impressive and a bloody good fact.
That's good,
are you opting for that one?
I'm going for that, yeah.
Yeah. You can have that. I like that a lot. Do you know, that's one of those facts that whenever you're holding a pencil, you can relay that to someone, can't you?
I could draw a 35-mile line with this if I wanted to.
That's a good. That's something good to have on a first date, don't you think?
No.
You could pop a pencil behind your ear, a bit like Nick Knowles does on DOISOS.
Yeah, handy.
Yeah. And you could just suddenly magic it into your hand and go, I could draw 35 miles with that bad boy.
Check, please.
If I was on the date with you...
I would leave the date. That is so boring. But I think it's an interesting fact for a non-date scenario.
Okay, fine.
Right, shop time.
Honestly, this is the bit that I'm mostly buzzing about because I'm a big fan of stationery and, oh my God, there's a whole wall in front of us of pencils and different colours. Oh my God, what would you have given for one of these growing up?
Don't touch the pencils.
Oh, sorry. It's a case. Pencils,
a wooden
coloured pencils.
Wooden case.
Did you ever used to have one?
No, I had like a colouring pens.
Right.
In like a fold-up case.
Yes. And you used to carry the case around?
Yeah, it had paints in that I never used, but it had like thin brush, thin nib pens and thin nib pens. I said that twice?
Yeah, you did.
Thick nib pens.
Thick nib.
I know. I can't confuse. Thick nib pens and thin nib pens.
I think you've been sniffing too much of the graphite.
Got my nips mixed up. But yeah, they were the ones I had, but never pencils, because these are like super quality ones.
Have you seen this price?
No.
Okay, 120
Yeah.
Limited edition coloured pencils in a beautiful wooden box. How much?
Pound each. 120 quid.
£178.50.
Okay.
Because you forgot to calculate the...
I forgot the wooden box cost.
Yeah.
Christ.
Oh, my God. You can buy a secret map and compass pencil.
That's a really clever idea.
Right. Used to be £40, now £25, guys.
And then if I ever get dropped behind enemy lines...
What a great gift. I actually love that. Imagine giving that. Imagine getting that as a kid.
I know.
That is such a good
gift. Are you using it when you're at school?
To pass notes between people.
Oh, cheating in exams, don't do that.
Oh, my God. Yeah, don't do that.
It's bad.
Terrible.
Right, I think we're done.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, give that back.
Oh.
You're nicking that.
I was about to steal your clipboard, I'm sorry. I love a clipboard as well.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys. I've got one that isn't really Keswick pencil-based, but is general pencil-based.
Pencil-based facts all count.
Roald Dahl wrote his books with pencils.
Did he?
And what he'd do is he'd use six across the day. Six and six only. Three in the morning, three in the afternoon. Because when
pencils?
No. So it was just a way that if he was in the flow, he could pick up the next one without having to sharpen his pencil.
Okay, yeah.
So that he'd use six across the day.
Yeah.
But he would use them down to their little stubs. Like, he really didn't like the wastage of them.
He'd use all 35 miles.
Exactly. Think about how many miles went into the Roald Dahl books. But it did come out, actually, that the old pencil used to scupper him sometimes as well. Because when he had writer's block... he would just make it into a massive thing that he needed to sharpen his pencils. So he had a very fancy, I think it was like a motorized pencil sharpener.
I always wanted one of them, yeah.
Really cool. And he would sharpen it, and then he'd take a look at it and be like, that's not right. Gotta do it again. And he'd sharpen it again, and it would get to a point where he couldn't even physically write with it because it was too fine.
Yeah.
It would snap, and then he'd be like, got to do it again, haven't I, babes? So he was chief procrastinator when it came to his pencils.
So my procrastination is YouTube, and Roald Dahl's was pencil sharpening.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say it's because he could rub shit out with... Because he's obviously not going to use Microsoft Word or anything like that, but...
Maybe, but, yeah, that was his tool of choice.
You can have that.
Thank you.
And now we have a full set. Where's the bottle?
Where have you left it? Oh my God, James. We just finished the podcast and James just looked at me with pure fear and I thought,
Have you got it in the bag?
What's happened? I don't think so. Oh my God, James, it's got Denton vodka in it. Don't let a kid get it. I have not got it.
I'm back again. I left my water bottle somewhere. Might be in here.
Where was it?
Children's colouring in tables.
Oh my God. Right, that's it, we're done.
Right, we're done.
It's over.
We are back thanks to the taxi of Keith and Nicola Robinson.
Thanks, guys. Thanks, Mum and Dad.
They didn't even charge us.
Free taxi.
5 out of 5.
Yeah.
We have just got back from the Pencil Museum. Did it bring back a lot of memories for you, James?
It did, actually. It's probably been 20-odd years.
20. Does that make you feel old?
More than 20.
Oh, my
God. That's depressing, isn't it?
Do you know what is really fun, though?
What?
That you got to see the old pencil that used to be the biggest pencil in there.
I know. They've upgraded their biggest pencil.
Yeah. We told your mum on the way back.
Yeah.
And she went, oh, I've got a photo of James next to that pencil. As how old are you in that?
8.
And we may have got the same photo again. We are creating new memories.
Well, by chance, I didn't know there was a photo of me with it. So we took a photo of me with it now. And now we have the ones 20 odd years apart.
Well, if you go to the Tipsy Tourism Instagram, and I'll put it on Twitter too, I'll tell you.
Brilliant, yeah.
Side by side, you'll see how this I was going to call you a young man. I don't think you're...
Young man!
I don't think you're a young man anymore. How this man has grown, man. You know. Over 20 years, still...
I have grown.
Still a big fan of the Pencil Museum, though.
Proves it. So, what do you think of it?
No, before we do that,
yeah,
I've got a corrections corner.
Go on.
Because I've been looking into it.
What did you balls up?
And if anyone from the Pencil Museum is listening, I'm very, very sorry, because they must have been listening to a previous bit, like shouting at me, going, come on, Chelsea, do your research.
Yeah.
That pencil we saw.
Yeah.
It does still hold a Guinness World Record.
Brilliant.
For the world's largest coloured pencil.
It's a colouring pencil. It's
yellow.
It is yellow.
So there are other big pencils out there.
No.
But that's the largest coloured one you're going to find.
Was it just a normal pencil and then they painted the end yellow so it then became a coloured pencil?
You're such a pencil cynic.
Is that yellow all the way through?
I reckon it's yellow all the way through.
I'm going to say it is.
Yeah.
It's not a modification.
Nope. I believe in them. I also think very clever of them.
Very clever.
To think, A up... What can we own here?
Yeah. And then next time it'll be a pencil with a rubber on the end.
Or if someone does another colour, they can still have the longest yellow pencil.
That's it.
It's very clever, that. Well done. I like it.
So clever in Keswick.
Before we get into this, I can't believe I'm saying this, but we need a dent.
You want some dents, do you?
Yeah.
No problem. Woo-hoo-hoo.
To Cumbria. To Cleetamore.
Excellent.
Did you have fun?
I did have fun.
Yeah.
From a nostalgic point of view as well, I really enjoyed going back to it.
Yeah.
It's fun in there to learn about pencils. I mean, there's only so much you could learn about pencils.
Yeah.
And I've learnt it all.
You know how people talk about when you get older, you should have to do your driver's license again to give you a refresh?
Yeah. Are you saying something about my dad's driving? No.
Anyway,
back to the... Go on.
No, I'm not.
What were you going to say?
Thank you for the drive, Keith. Thank you very much. What I was trying to say is we've proved today that you need to refresh your pencil history every 20 years or so.
You need to go and see what the pencil... What's going on in pencil land.
I had fun because I have heard about it a lot from you.
Yeah.
I liked the, even though it was morbid, quite liked the fact that we went through a mine first thing. Yeah. Wasn't expecting that.
It was a lovely little intro.
And overall, yeah, it was a good thing to do if you're in the area.
Yeah.
What was your favourite part?
Hello. World's biggest colouring pencil.
Yeah.
That's my favourite bit. There it was. Had a selfie with it. Touched it. Played it like a bongo. That's what I did.
I also enjoyed the large pencil, but not my favourite part.
What was your favourite bit?
The spy pencil.
Oh, the spy pencil.
So good. I absolutely love stuff that's like a secret history that comes out years and years later. It makes me think about all the backstories of all the people involved, how they knew that they'd been such a big integral part of the war, but they couldn't tell anyone. I love the drama that's involved in that story.
Yeah. I don't remember any of that from when I went as a kid.
Well, maybe you went during the Secrets Act. Maybe. Whilst it was still there.
Maybe it was still hidden.
Oh my God, maybe it's only just come out.
Or maybe I was a kid and just cared about colouring in. That's all I did.
Yeah, that probably was it. What do you think needs improvement?
Now, I do remember when I went once that I went into the factory, which was next door. Mm. And that was nice to see. Now, it's very difficult to move a factory back for museum-only reasons when it's now several miles away.
Yes.
But that was my favourite bit when I went years and years ago. Because seeing stuff being made, I like the shows on telly that are called How Stuff Is Made.
Yeah.
Or How This Is Built, whatever it's called. That's what I like. But I missed that part of it.
Yeah.
I like factories and machines.
Yeah, so to confirm that there's no option now to go and tour the factory because it's not there. It's not on site anymore.
No.
I agree. That would be amazing. But I feel like it's a bit tight to say that that's what they need to do. What you're doing is you're asking them to move the industry back next to the museum.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. To move away from your new multifunctional state-of-the-art and go back to what it was in the olden days.
That's just for James.
Just for me.
To relive his museum experience as an 8-year-old.
Yeah. So in 20-odd years, again, when I revisit, it looks good.
For me, I think there was just a lot of reading. I might have liked them to spice it up a bit in terms of different ways to take in the information. Ooh. That feels like a really boring bit of critical feedback.
You want a button to push.
I do. I like
having interactivity.
Yeah, I like interactivity in museums. So I wanted a bit more of that.
Yeah, okay.
Was it worth it? Cost £4.95. You got a free pencil with that.
Hello, value. A yes from me.
I agree. I think it was worth it.
Now, the final thing. What are you going to rate it out of 10?
Right.
Yeah, go on.
This is a really difficult one.
Go on.
We have been going to some major tourist attractions in major cities.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like...
Are you going to be Northernist? Don't be Northernist.
I'm from North Wales. No, it's just really difficult to mark something that is on a smaller scale versus something on a massive scale. And it's quite obvious that the people who work at the Pencil Museum work very hard and it's very good for what it is, the history of pencils.
Yeah.
So the score I'm going to go with is it factors in that.
Okay.
But obviously I can't give it the high marks.
Because it's just one room.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But I still think if anyone is in the Keswick area that they should go.
Yes, they should.
And because we should also make sure we are visiting small tourist attractions as well as the big ones.
Yes. And what are you scoring it?
I'm going to go for a 6.5.
Woo. I'm going to give it 7. That's what I'm going for.
That's good because you're normally quite tough on the old numbers.
Yeah. Giving it extra, maybe nostalgic points.
Is this because you'd be scared to go home if you rated it lower than a 7?
Yes. Yes, absolutely. And you should be scared going back next time.
I've given it a lovely plug.
Yeah.
I think you should go.
So, yeah, I was chuffed. Lovely to see it again.
Yeah.
Lovely place. Lovely people. Lovely pencils. That should be their tagline.
I'm sure they'll take that up within no time. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Tipsy Tourism. Please do remember to rate and review if you have the time.
Yeah.
It honestly makes such a huge difference if you give us 5 stars and write what you liked about it.
Or just comment, what's your favourite kind of pencil? Mine's a HB.
Oh,
yeah.
Not a 2B.
No, too soft.
Fair enough, fair enough. Next episode, we are not in London again.
Oh, we're going international. Is it international?
It is. Well, it's not the UK, that's for sure.
That's true.
It's, should we say we're off to?
Yeah.
Right, well, we'll say the country, and I bet the place that you think of straight away is where we're going.
Yeah.
We are off to Ireland. Yeah. Right, we will speak to you in that one.
Speak to you then. Bye.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.